RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
100.7 The Wolf. Because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living, but it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
And on the phone with us today is Nathan. He lives in Auburn. Hello, Nathan. How are you?
What's going on?
I'm doing all right. What's going on, Nathan? How are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right.
Okay, all right, all right. Nathan is a plumber, by the way, guys.
Ooh. Nice.
Calling in for Share Your Salary. We've had plumbers on before, but it's always interesting to, hear the disparity between plumbers. So here's what we're going to do, Nathan. We're going to put a minute on the clock. We're going to ask you as many questions as we can. And when we're done, we'll play a song while we think it over. We'll come back. Everybody's going to guess what we think you make, and then you're going to share your salary as a plumber. Right. Sound good?
All right.
All right. Gabe, you got your jargon, your lingo down, ready to plumber talk?
Maybe.
Okay.
Number
that's a good
one
maybe.
In the number two business.
Hey. That's all you need to know right okay. there. There's Nathan. From the outhouse to the penthouse.
Okay.
Here we go.
Cool.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Nathan, on your mark, Gabe, get set and go.
Are you in a union?
No.
How long have you been a plumber, Nathan?
A little over a year.
Do you work for a small business?
Yes.
Are you a journeyman?
No.
How old are you?
20.
So you're an apprentice?
Yes.
How many years of school do you have left before you're done?
3.
How big is the company that you're working for?
On the smaller side. Small.
Like how many?
Under 15. Oh.
Does any one of your family members work for the same company?
No.
How'd you get the job?
My uncle.
How old a guy are you?
I'm 20.
Did you ask that already? Sorry.
It's Tuesday. Okay. Do you own a home?
No.
Do you know what a cassette tape is?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you married? Wait.
Oh. Man, time's up.
Are you married?
You can't ask that.
Time.
Oh. Single and ready to mingle. Here come the text messages.
Yeah.
Nathan sounds like he has a nice voice.
Yeah.
He's
Nathan
handsome.
Single?
Yeah, Nathan. All right. All right. Listen, great job with the questions. By the way, that was rapid fire,
He's
Nathan.
Quick.
You were awesome. Yeah, really quick. He's 20.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? All right. 253-642-WOLF. That is the phone number. If you want to shoot us a text right now, don't forget to put your name and where you live on those texts so we can use your texts as our guesses and give you some love on the radio next. But Nathan's going to share his salary in 3 minutes.
100.7 The Wolf. Because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living, but it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
And on the phone with us today is Nathan. He lives in Auburn, and he is a plumber, a trade I think a lot of young men should think about getting into because there is money in the trades. Ain't no shame in that, my friends. What did we just learn about Nathan, Gabe?
He's non-union. He's been there for a year. It is a smaller business, like under 15 people. He's 20 years old. He's currently an apprentice, so he has 3 years left of school. His uncle helped him get the job somehow. He is a renter, not an owner, and he is sadly single.
Or maybe not sadly.
Or maybe not sadly.
Yeah. Maybe happily single.
Kind of like not
hey.
So.
I'm happily single.
Happily single. Sounds like you just got out of a bad relationship, huh?
Nope, didn't even do that either.
He's just happy to be single. My bonus son would tell you the same thing. He's 19. All right, listen, I'm going to go first here. Zach, thank you for the text. It says, hey, Matt, which I always love getting a shout out. And Zach said 65, and I think that's right about where we're at, if not a little higher, to be honest with you. These guys make money even if they're an apprentice. Gabe?
Honestly, a lot of the guesses were in the 50 range as well. So I'm going a little bit lower with Estelle, who's 13, at 50.
All right, Captain Ron.
I'm going to sneak right there in the middle because it's his first year, but also he's got kind of some insiderness with his uncle, so I'm going to go a little bit higher, and I'm going to go with Mandy at 55.
They call that nepotism.
That's right.
Captain
He's a
Ron.
Nepo baby.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we're at 50, 55, and 65, but we don't really know. So let's end the guesswork. It is time for you, Nathan, to reveal how much money you're actually making as a plumber. Time to share your salary.
What is the number?
Wow.
Well, I just did the math, and it comes out to $52,000 before taxes.
Oh!
Wow. But Captain Ron, you split the uprights in one. That's amazing.
You did?
No,
well,
52.
Is he 52? Yeah, you said 50.
No.
I said 50.
52.
Oh, Gabe gets it. Sorry. Yeah, never mind.
That was close, though.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, are you happy with... You're a young man. You got your whole life in front of you. Are you happy with the direction you moved in? Like, obviously, you didn't go the college route, which is good. And then you're doing the trades.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty happy doing it. I'll hit you guys up in another 6 months. Hopefully, I'll be in the union. I'll be making way more. So,
double,
have you ever
right?
run into a little bit of a mess?
I do new construction. So.
Oh, smart guy.
Okay, gotcha.
Is it true that you try it out when you're done?
What do you mean?
Like in a new house?
Ronnie.
No, I'm not weird.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on, Ron, that's weird.
Okay.
But hey, how do you know it works?
I just heard the rumor. I don't know.
You can literally flush it with your hand.
You know what my thing is now that my feed has started to give me, Nathan, I think you'll appreciate this. It's one of those oddly satisfying things. When these plumbers, they get into a backed up main line and they start pulling out these hairball strands and it looks like a fire hose and they'll keep pulling and it's like 30 feet of hair coming out of a line. Now, you do new builds, so you don't get that wonderful treat, but I got to tell you, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm glad I don't have to do that. It's not my forte.
Yeah, are you on like plumber TikTok where you just watch videos of plumbing all day?
Nah, truck talk. That's all it is.
Come on, Gabe.
Yeah.
All right, so Nathan, if we do get a text from a young lady who says, hey, this sounds like a bona fide young man, he's got his life in front of him, he's out there, he's renting on his own, are you interested?
Oh, hell yeah. 253-89-8305. Hit me up.
Oh, my God.
Nathan is awesome.
What is about Nathan that I love? This guy, you're not afraid to shoot your shot, man. He just gave out his phone number on the air.
Oh, that is so funny.
What a guy.
Wait, will you give out your phone number one more time, Nathan?
Oh, do I? Should I?
You don't have to.
We can pass it off the air.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
I don't really care about hair color, but just like truck. Just like truck.
You like
289-8305.
Okay. And if you're a young girl who likes trucks, Nathan's interested in you.
And plumbing.
All right. Nathan, you're a beauty, man. We love you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Bye.
All right. This guy is awesome. Nathan is one of a kind. All right. Coming up next, am I a jerk? And this is something that happened to me last week. It was over the break. I got yelled at, so I do need to know, am I a jerk or not? We'll do that in about 10 minutes.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.